This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. In this sixth and final installment in a six-week series, Nelson Neal, head of CHS Global Research, describes another trend shaping the future of agriculture. Today, we're talking about globalization. Nelson, agriculture is a global industry, and that means changes around the world affect U.S. farmers. Will China continue to play a significant role in global markets?
That's an easy one, Mike, and the answer is absolutely. And you know what? It's not just about demand. Think about the broader role that China plays in agriculture. They're one of the largest or the largest producer of active ingredients that go into crop protection chemicals that eventually find themselves on acres and acres of U.S. soil. So that's number one, is on the production and supply side. Number two, they're a global supplier or certainly an influencer of global trade flows of fertilizer. So there's certainly a global impact of what China does there. And then, of course, perhaps one of the most obvious ones is China is a great demand sink for a number of commodities, whether it be energy commodities or our own agricultural commodities. So China's got a big role to play in terms of where U.S. agriculture is headed. So they'll continue to play that role.
How about Brazil, Nelson? Do you expect them to continue to emerge as a major crop exporter?
You know what? When we think about Brazil, the answer, again, just like China, is absolutely. Brazil is the largest exporter or producer globally of soybeans and also maintains a significantly sized corn crop. If you think about agriculture and farming in Brazil, they've got certainly the land available for expansion to bring into row crop production, and their yields continue to improve. Net-net, I think they're well positioned to continue to play a significant role in the export agriculture value chain. And this is especially true if we think about what's happening in the United States and the advent of renewable diesel, or diesel being derived from vegetable feedstocks like soybean oil. As we continue down this path and perhaps turn more domestic acres away from export markets and into soybean crush to get the oil to create the renewable diesel, that shortfall globally on the export market is likely going to be filled by Brazil. So they definitely have a long-term role to play in the global agriculture arena.
With all these factors to consider, Nelson, what's the bottom line for U.S. farmers?
From a U.S. farmer perspective, my encouragement would be just to pay attention to what's going on in these global markets, whether it's corn being shipped from Brazil to China, or whether it's our relationship, our trade relationship with Mexico, where we deliver a lot of corn. Pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace, because a lot of these changes will manifest themselves in market pricing, and that may or may not give the farmer an opportunity, a margin opportunity, when he looks to lock in either the price of his inputs or the value that he receives from the crop that is ultimately being produced.
That's Nelson Neal, head of CHS Global Research. Nelson, thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.